Hey, what up, Long Beach? Welcome back to your home for everything local sports. We are doing a special podcast edition here at Legends Sports Bar down on 2nd Street. As always, I am JJ Fiddler. To my left,
Mike Gardabasi, and we are joined at Legends by our friend of 10 years, I think, at this point, Ken Miller, who's got an awesome race coming up that he's the chair of that we're really excited to talk about that I'm going to be racing in. JJ, while you just hang out.
Ken, thank you so much for joining us. This has got to be an exciting time for you as this race coming up on Sunday, April 8th.
We've got a great event coming up. What we decided, this is being put on by the Long Beach Grand Prix Foundation. We raise money for six different charities in the city of Long Beach, six really critical charities. And so every dollar that is raised by this event is going to these six different charities. And what we try to do with this event, as we structured it, is to make this a really fun event that does great work at the same time. This is going to be a unique event because the first thing about it is it's going to be actually run or walked on the track where the Indy cars race about a week after our race. So the venue is unique. The venue is really unmatched.
Literally on the track.
On the track itself, right. So obviously no cars will be on the track at the same time.
but they're inside the walls?
There may be some because the night before the drifting cars are going to be there. So there are still maybe some of those around. But the second thing that really makes this cool is we're going to have one of the Indy cars at the Runner's Village with a backdrop where people can, either kids or kids at heart, can take pictures and pretend that they're IndyCar drivers. So that's going to be at no extra charge, and people can come down and take part in that.
How did this idea come about? Where was the seed planted?
This was the foundation board made this decision, and we really modeled this after the St. Anthony High School 5K, which started 9 years ago, very small, and now is the top fundraiser for the school. And we were looking for unique ways of having a fun event that attracts the city of Long Beach and the community around it, and also being able to raise money. So we decided we're going to emulate that. We're going to do it differently, obviously, but that's where the idea really germinated.
Well, it's sort of a no-brainer for me. When I saw info came up on my computer, I signed up right away on the early bird registration. If you sign up until April 4th, the registration is $35. It'll be $40 after that, up into race day on April 8th. But tell people what they're getting. What I was excited about was you mentioned all these different sponsors. I'm getting a nice t-shirt out of it. I'm getting some deals at Legends and Bubba Burger, some other places around town that I could eat. What do people get when they sign up?
Yeah, so what's really interesting about the sponsors, and this wouldn't come off without the great sponsors that we have around the city of Long Beach. We've got some of the best restaurants in the city that have come forth to sponsor us, as well as some of the really up-and-coming new fitness centers. So the way I look at it is you can go to these great restaurants, eat and drink like crazy, and then go work it off at the fitness centers afterwards. But what they get, to answer your question, Mike, is so inside of the bag, you're going to get a really high-quality T-shirt. We're not settling for one of the normal T-shirts. We're doing what's called a tri-blend T-shirt, so people are going to really like the feel of it. Very, very nicely designed. It's very cool. So they get that. They also get a ticket to the Friday Grand Prix at no extra charge. So really, that alone pays for the cost of the entry fee. In addition, we're going to have discount coupons for various restaurants and other places, and we're going to have free appetizers to certain places. Essentially, people are going to walk away with much greater value for for the money that they paid than what they paid for the registration fee.
And it's not just for the runners, right? We were talking earlier about how this is really a family event.
It's a family event. So we'll have approximately 15 exhibitors at the venue where people can go around and see what they have to say, and they'll be offering various things at their different 10x10 pop-ups. And so people come down, bring their families and walk around, take pictures with the car, see what's going on, see some great racers on a really unique venue, and just have a really fun day.
Now, I couldn't do it. I wouldn't make it. I might make one lap, possibly a half a lap. I'm not sure. Mike is going to run. Ken, are you going to run as well?
Well, I ran the St. Anthony 5K a couple weeks ago, came in second in my division, and since I'm the chair of the event, I have the opportunity of opting out on this one. So I've chosen to opt out.
Okay, so you and I are going to hang out, and we'll watch Mike run. Mike, what's your strategy?
I'm like a run as slow as possible on the first mile of any run I go on, whether that's like a 2 mile run, or I think the longest run I've done was like a 10K by myself around your house down on the peninsula. But it's always the same for me. Go really slow on the first mile, and then I'm sort of warmed up, and then I can get down to like a 9 or 8 minute mile pace. Nice. And not exhaust myself.
What do you think of that, Ken?
Well, I think he's going to compete for sort of the trail end of his age group. Yeah.
Okay, so there's age brackets here.
There are going to be 9 age brackets, and there are going to be winners for second and third in each of the age brackets, as well as overall for second and third for the race, with some really nice prizes. Everybody's also going to get everybody who finishes is going to get a finisher medal, which is really very nice and really well done. And first, second, and third in their age groups are also going to get winter medals. So, I mean, we're sparing no expense to really do this the right way. We want people to come this year, but we also want people to come every year, because this is going to get better and better over time. And we want you to be part of the inaugural event here. This is going to be one of the great social events in the city of Long Beach.
Well, I'm excited to hear that I'm getting a medal, even though I probably will not finish in the top 100 for the age groups are sort of working against me. I just turned 34, and my age group is 25 to 34. So I'm running against competitive, just out of college, like competitive runners. But that's okay. I'm going to go have a good time. I'll be excited to see you guys there not running. I'll be excited to get my finisher medal. If you would like to join me and the hundreds of other people that have already signed up for the Grand Prix 5K on Sunday, April 8th, please go sign up. Visit www.thegrandprix5k, that's the numeral 5k.com, and then we'll be happy to see you out there.
I can't think of another example that's like this, right? It's a car race on a track that's also a street, but people are going to be running on it. That's what would you have to do on a football field like that? Ice skate? What are your options?
This is one of the things that makes this so much fun, and the buzz around the city is absolutely fantastic about this. Everybody we talk to says, when we tell them we're actually running or walking on the track, they go, "That is so cool!" And so nobody's pushing back at all, going, "Oh, I don't know for sure." The only reason people won't be coming is because they're going to be out of town. Otherwise, the rest of Long Beach is going to be there. We're well above what we thought we were going to do for the first year, and people can't even believe how many people are going to be there. They just want to be a part of something special, and this is going to be special.
A run unlike any other. It's Run the Course Sunday, April 8th, on the Long Beach Grand Prix course.
Yeah, I'd just like to say thanks to the sponsors that have come forward here. We're sitting here in Legends, and Legends has been a terrific sponsor for us. Bubba Burger has also signed up as a sponsor, but also some great restaurants that if you haven't been to, you really need to go to. Boathouse on the Bay, Tantaloom, Schooner, Ballast Point, all have signed up as significant sponsors. Our friends at the Long Beach Century Club are doing the same. And the two great fitness centers for those of you who just need to work out a little bit more after the 5K, Orange Theory Fitness over off of Pacific Coast Highway, and Nine Round, which is a
kickboxing.
Yeah, thank you. A kickboxing and exercise program next to the Rite Aid in Naples. Great sponsors. And we'll have others by the time we get to the race. But let's just be sure to say thanks to those folks for helping us pull this off. This is going to be fun, and we couldn't do it without these sponsors.
All the details you want on Run the Course are online at the Grand Prix website, gplb.com/Grand Prix 5K Run. And all the information you want about the race will come before that weekend right here at the562.org. For Mike, for Ken, thank you so much for joining us.
Good
Ken,
to be
really
with you guys.
Yeah. Best of luck out there.
We're going to have fun. Thanks for helping us promote this, and thanks to everybody who's signing up.